radio station.
The Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
Tonight, parliamentary priorities, what messages Carney and Poilievre have for the future of Canada. And 10 marathons in 10 days, the inspiring journey of two men and their goal to help kids. A warm and windy Monday to start the week with possible afternoon showers. We'll have your full forecast coming up.
You're watching Global Calgary. This is Global News Hour at 6.
Good evening. Thanks for watching. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre delivered speeches this afternoon to MPs, taking a moment to brag about the election results and sketch out their priorities for the return of Parliament on Monday. Our chief political correspondent, David Aiken, was at both speeches and reports that Liberals and Conservatives may find common ground. Prime Minister Mark Carney and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre delivering speeches this afternoon to their MPs, taking a moment to talk about the election results and sketch out their priorities for the return of Parliament on Monday. Our chief political correspondent David Aiken was at both speeches and reports that Liberals and Conservatives may actually find some common ground.
On the eve of the first meeting of Canada's 45th Parliament, MPs from the two leading parties held their own caucus meetings. 169 Liberals on West Block's second floor, and two floors down, 144 Conservative MPs. Both meetings started with a little boasting. First, from a Conservative who just won a judicial recount by 12 votes.
I'm proud to be a part of a party that won with 2.4 million more votes in the last election, 24 new seats, including myself.
And an hour later, from the Prime Minister.
The largest vote share for the Liberal Party in nearly half a century.
And then it was time to sketch out priorities. Both Liberal and Conservatives are aligned on the Canada-US file.
Our government has been elected to do nothing less than define a new economic and security relationship with the United States.
I've already told the Prime Minister that we are happy to cooperate any way we can to bring about an end to this unnecessary dispute.
And both parties also campaigned on pocketbook issues.
It's about making life more affordable immediately for Canadians, legislating that middle-class tax cut.
Conservatives want to tackle affordability too, but they will be pressing the government to present a plan to do that in a budget this spring. Carney has said he will not present a budget until the fall.
We need a budget to cut bureaucracy, consultants, foreign aid, and corporate welfare to generate the savings for lower debt, taxes, and inflation.
Liberal MPs were also keen to take steps to correct what they saw as a major shortcoming of their last leader, Justin Trudeau, too much power in the leader's office. And so Liberals were looking to take some steps to claim more authority over the path of the government and find a better balance between the power of the PMO and the power of the caucus. David Aiken, Global News, Ottawa.
The visit by King Charles and Queen Camilla will be a special one. The royals will be taken in horse-drawn carriage by the Mounties Tuesday to the Senate, where King Charles will open Parliament and deliver the throne speech. And the speech is usually done by the Governor General. It outlines the government's priorities of the legislative session. Many have interpreted the move as pushback to U.S. President Donald Trump's 51st state threats.
A beautiful sunny Saturday yesterday, followed by an even warmer and sunnier Sunday. A lovely weekend, and hopefully you got a chance to get out and enjoy it. We did have some strong winds that will continue through the evening hours, but we got up to 25 today, well above our seasonal normal of 18 for this time of year, but nowhere near that record 32 degrees set back in 1928. Sunrise 5:34 a.m., sunset 9:33 p.m. We gained a few extra minutes of daylight overnight. Here's what to expect over the next 24 hours. Tonight, that sun will continue shining, 23 for the temperature. Winds will still be up to 40 kilometers per hour through the evening hours. And then tomorrow morning, back to work, back to school, sunny and 16. Our high for Monday, 26. That will come with some high winds as well, returning in the afternoon, carrying into the evening up to 40 kilometers per hour. And there is the possibility for some afternoon showers as rain moves through much of the province. We'll have a closer look at what to expect with your long-range forecast. But above seasonal temperatures continuing for the week ahead. Tuesday, a high of 23 with a mix of sun and cloud. Wednesday, 26. And those temperatures will continue until the end of the month before we start to see a drop off to begin June. Marnie sent in a photo from Carburn Park. Picture perfect, and look at that hangout spot. Hey, it's a bird's eye view, if you will, of a lovely spot to hang out and enjoy. I wonder if they take turns, if they call dibs on that. Calgary weather at globalnews.ca. Include your name and location. We'd love to see your weekend photos.
It's got a great spot.
Yeah.
Cute little guy. Thanks, Courtney.
Well, in another day of major accomplishments during the Calgary Marathon, two Calgary men did what some may consider impossible, running 10 full marathons in 10 different provinces over the span of just 10 days. Drew Stremick has the details on what motivated them to go the distance.
Tonight we sleep in our own beds.
It's a feat of endurance that pushes many to their limit. But for Dave Morin and Mike Hansen, it's the end of a long journey.
We started on Friday, May 16th, 10 days ago in St. John's, Newfoundland, and since then I've been running a marathon at 7 a.m. every morning and then getting in an RV or going to the airport and making our way west across every province in Canada.
Their final strides took place during the Calgary Marathon in the city both men call home.
We hardly ever took a step alone, and you know, at times when it gets tough, you think about this moment right here when we finish this off and having all our friends and family around, and it's a good way to get through it.
Their prize, when it's all said and done, the two men who first met while working together hope to raise $1 million for Kidsport, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and the Autism Asperger's Friendship Society. Hansen explained his sons played a role inspiring them to help those who need it most.
Whether it's autism that they have some kind of something that would hold them back a little bit, or whether it's access to sport or mentorship, there's a lot of kids that get left behind, and we wanted to try to impact as many as we could.
All of the money raised will benefit each nonprofit, given equal shares of the proceeds to help kids all across Canada.
For people to stand up and raise money for a charity that they don't have to, it means so much to us. It means so much to our kids that are going through the programs to know that complete strangers care about them.
Training for each marathon took Hansen and Morin about a year. And another challenge is equally as daunting, the logistics of it all.
It was a lot of work. It was more than I think we bargained for. But yeah. Planning the routes, booking the hotels, figuring out the flights, looking at the route, like the RV trips. It's been a lot. So we'll be happy to not be going anywhere but the kitchen tomorrow morning.
As of Sunday morning, the pair had raised more than $900,000 and were confident they would hit their goal. Drew Stremick, Global News.
Well, graduation season is a special moment for many high school students, full of formal dresses, tuxedos, dancing, and memories that last a lifetime. But for two Lethbridge LCI students, what started as a simple night out with a friend turned into something much more meaningful. Dakota Thunder Chief has the story.
At LCI's prom night, two students stood out, not for their fashion, but for the bond they brought with them. Their best friends, supportive, goofy, and inseparable since meeting in grade 7.
Like, going into grade 7, it was kind of the, you see them across the classroom and then, like, turn your head away because, like, you don't want them to know that you are looking at them.
Drew's amazing. He's very inclusive. Like, he always wants to hang out with everybody and doesn't care about who they are, and he's just really fun to be around.
They decided to go together, not as a couple, but as best friends who wanted to celebrate a big milestone side by side.
We're just really good friends, and we're all just like going together as friends and stuff, and yeah, pretty close. So, yeah.
We both shared passions, so like we were both in the Alice in Wonderland play for the drama production in grade 7, and we had a pretty big role with each other, and so we were able to gain a bit of a friendship there.
But the biggest memory came later, with the discovery neither of them saw coming. Anna's great-grandfather, Grant Smickman, and Drew's great-uncle, Mel Sherwood, were crewmates in the Royal Canadian Air Force and were both awarded a Distinguished Flying Cross by King George VI.
Knowing the bond and trust that they had between the two of them, and then like their descendants are going to grad together. Like, there has to be some sort of a bond and trust there.
While Drew only found out the history months ago, Anna was told by her grandmother in grade 8.
Because we were talking about it in grade 8, and they're like, I feel like they'd be just so happy that you're such good friends together. And, like, since they were such good friends, I think she was like, I feel like they're just so happy that you guys are so close. I actually forgot about that.
From a wartime bond in the skies to a prom night friendship on the ground, history has a way of repeating itself in the most unexpected ways.
It's cool that, like, we have, like, a personal relationship, and then it's fun to realize that we also have, like, more ancestor relationships.
It makes it easy knowing our grandparents aren't going to, like, feud with each other.
Two friends, one dance, and a legacy that took flight long before they were born. Nakota Thunderchief, Global News.
Still to come, we have the latest from Australia, where cleanup efforts are underway following widespread flooding in New South Wales.
Well, I'm just flying in towards the downtown core right now to give you a look at something that might be affecting you this evening through the downtown core or as you head into the work week. This is 9th Avenue heading eastbound between 7th Street and 6th Street. Right now, we do have two right lane closures through here. Those pylons are mostly under the trees, so a little hard to see. But this one is definitely affecting drivers, slowing things down a little bit here. So keep in mind that this is going to stay in effect until May 30th. Urban Luxury Redefined. Elevate your lifestyle and find a new condo or townhome by Jamin Built, Crystal Creek Homes, and Rohit Homes at University District. Life works here. Up in Global One, I'm Louise Van Dam.
Hi, Calgary. It's Gord Gillies, inviting you to feel the joy of making an impact with the Children's Hospital Lottery. Win an adventure-ready truck and RV package, a Lincoln Navigator, plus a trip to Fiji, or a $1.4 million dream home package. Every ticket you purchase helps to change the lives of thousands of kids across Alberta. Get your tickets today at childrenshospitallottery.ca.
License 730-858-18+. Play responsibly.
Now is the time to start your spring organizing. Make space for all your treasures and belongings with Sentinel Storage. Create space in your garage, your closets, and your basement. Create space for living. Sentinel Storage has flexible and affordable storage solutions at a location near you. Store belongings you love and need extra space for. Try 4 weeks free. Details at sentinelstorage.ca. Buy Canadian, store Canadian.
Measles outbreaks are occurring in Canada, including Alberta. These outbreaks are highly preventable. Measles is an extremely contagious disease that is spread easily through the air. The best way to protect yourself, your family, and your community is to ensure you are up to date with your immunizations. Don't get measles. Get immunized. Visit alberta.ca/measles to find out if you're up to date and what to do if you're not. A message from the Government of Alberta.
It's Dana here from Rangeland RV with some important news. With so much trade uncertainty out there, if you've been thinking of buying a new RV, act fast. Right now, Rangeland RV is fully stocked and we have great prices. But once our in-stock units sell out, you will pay more. And remember, Alberta has some of the best camping on the planet. This summer, camp local and keep your dollars in the province. Get your new RV now while prices are at their lowest. Rangeland RV, Canada's number one Forest River dealer.
Distinctly Calgary. Global News Hour at 6. QR Calgary.
Well, my research co-found most Canadians disapprove of receiving suggested tip prompts at coffee shops, sit-down restaurants, and online retailers. 75% said either you should tip all or most of the time at restaurants where you sit down, but far fewer said the same thing when it comes to fast food restaurants, coffee shops, or restaurants where you buy food to go.
People understand that you need to tip, that the servers don't make enough money, but the reaction from most Canadians to the idea that you're compelling them to a specific size of tip is not great.
They come pre-programmed from the credit card companies, so it's not like the restaurants program them themselves. No excuses. I actually favor no prompt. You just pay what you want to pay.
28% of respondents said they wouldn't tip anything if they received below average service and the server clearly wasn't busy. 27% said they'd tip between 1 and 9%. In Montreal, groups gathered to mark the George Floyd anniversary and to call attention to improvements they want to see in policing, particularly as it relates to racialized groups. Phil Carpenter has more.
nearly 2 months after his death. Abhishek, who's his family, is still looking for answers.
J'ai même pas un rapport de décès.
They say they're still waiting for an autopsy as a provincial police watchdog investigates the death. Cruz, 29, and of Latin American descent, was declared dead in hospital after an intervention with Montreal police on March 30th.
There was a call for help because a man was in distress. In the back of his home, police intervened, used excessive force.
Neighbors and family have photos of an officer with his knee on Cruz's back or neck. It's not clear to the family.
At one point, four police officers jumping on him, and he was struggling. At one point, he said, "I'm going to die."
The family does not know yet if the method of restraint contributed to the death. Still, they see parallels between that incident and what happened to George Floyd, a black man in Minneapolis who was killed by a white police officer 5 years ago.
It has to do with how the police intervened in both cases.
It's why the Cruz family and supporters held a vigil in Montreal North Sunday on the anniversary of Floyd's death, while raising questions about the trust between police and marginalized communities.
We take a knee together.
In Pointe Claire, there was also another vigil, West Island Takes a Knee. It's an annual one to remember Floyd's death and call out racial injustice. There, organizers also spoke about how Cruz died and raised questions about policing.
Black, Indigenous, and Arab people are disproportionately stopped by the police.
Some argue that racial profiling and police violence have only worsened because increasingly officers are being asked to intervene in situations they may not be suited for. They insist the role of police should be scaled back.
And insert other things that ensure that people's needs are met, so that the police aren't called on to deal with the symptoms of social problems.
However, others do see an improvement in race relations since the George Floyd incident and are cautiously optimistic.
I have seen some really great change in our communities over the last couple of years around the conversation about Black Lives Matter and anti-Black racism and all of the other isms.
They all agree there still is a long way to go for more people to feel like they're being heard. Phil Carpenter, Global News, Montreal.
Voters headed to the polls today in Venezuela to elect lawmakers and state governors. This vote was the first to allow large voter participation since last year's disputed presidential contest, which President Nicolas Maduro claimed to have won. Voting takes place just 2 days after the government detained dozens of people, including a prominent opposition leader, linked him to an alleged plot to hinder the vote. In Gaza, the Hamas-run health ministry reporting another 38 people linked him to an alleged plot to hinder the vote. In Gaza, the Hamas-run health ministry reporting another 38 people were killed, including a mother and her two children, sheltering in her tent in overnight Israeli airstrikes. Information is incredibly difficult to get out of Gaza, where hospitals are largely cut off in the northern part of the strip. In Gaza City, there were more scenes like this one today as residents chased after a convoy of UN aid trucks bringing in much-needed food and medical supplies. Israel has been fiercely criticized for imposing a blockade on Gaza. Some aid trucks are finally moving in, but authorities say it's a trickle compared to what's needed there. Two dozen people were arrested when protesters at two dueling rallies in Seattle came together. Police in riot gear were called in when members of an anti-trans Christian group were confronted by a crowd waving transgender pride flags and signs denouncing the Trump government. Seattle's mayor denounced the conservative groups as an extreme right-wing organization, saying it intentionally chose the rally location to provoke a reaction. He also blames anarchists who infiltrated the protests and started the violence. The May Day USA event was held in Cal Anderson Park in Seattle's Capitol Hill area, the heart of the city's LGBTQ+ community. Russia continued a large-scale aerial attack on Ukraine for a second day today. At least 12 people were killed and dozens injured after more than 300 drones missed dozens of cities, including the capital of Kyiv. Yesterday, at least 13 Ukrainians were killed in a barrage of Russian aerial strikes. The latest attack comes on the third and final day of a prisoner swap that freed 1,000 soldiers and civilians from each side. The deal was reached earlier this month when the two countries met in Turkey for their first direct talks in 3 years. The meeting, however, failed to yield a ceasefire. Three North Korean shipyard officials are now behind bars following the failed launch of a naval warship. The vessel was damaged Wednesday when the equipment holding it collapsed during a launch ceremony attended by North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Satellite imagery shows the ship lying on its side and draped in a blue tarp with parts of it submerged in water. Kim called the incident a result of criminal negligence, according to state media. The vessel is North Korea's second known destroyer, while the first one was launched with massive fanfare just last month. In southeast Australia, massive cleanup is underway after floods killed five people and inundated thousands of properties. Drone footage shows affected areas in the country's most populous state. Days of flooding cut off towns, destroyed homes, and swept away livestock. One couple who was forced to leave a cow and its calves behind was overjoyed to get some good news during an interview.
They were in about that much water, standing in water, and it was still rising. And okay, we've found the little boy calf. We thought we lost one in the water. We thought he might have drowned, but apparently he's there. She had twins in the water, in the mud.
Wow, and the other two calves have also returned safe after being discovered on a nearby highway. Coming up, a new strategy for targeting breast cancer cells has been discovered by a team of researchers in Saskatchewan. What it could mean for patients who don't respond to current treatments.
Now, more than ever, it's time to shop Canadian. Support your local businesses that create jobs and invest in our communities. Brought to you by Global Calgary, proudly Canadian.
When you get into a new RAV4, you might suddenly find yourself camping, even if the closest you've been to nature is your houseplants. Because with all-wheel drive, you can get in and right out of there. All that's left to do is drive it home. Get in and go right now at Toyota, where you can lease a 2025 RAV4 LE all-wheel drive from $96 weekly for 60 months at 6.59% with $3,899 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Prairie Toyota dealer today.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Eurospot introduces Oops Moment Number 3. Did you know 1 in 2 women over 35 pee a little when they laugh? Take Liz, for example, whose giggles turned to dribbles when she turned 40. At Eurospot, Liz did 11,000 Kegels in 28 minutes, simply by doing nothing but sitting on a chair fully clothed and reading a comedy book. Six sessions later, Liz is laughing without splashing. If you want to find freedom, visit us at urospot.com to strengthen your pelvic floor.
In a world where it's easy to get wrapped up in distractions, we need to stop and ask an important question. Will you say yes to mental health? Put down your cell phone, turn off the TV and the laptop, and just ask, what does saying yes to mental health mean to you? Is it getting yourself counseling, supporting a loved one, or donating time or money to an urgently needed mental health program? Whatever saying yes to mental health means to you, please visit woodshomes.ca and say yes today.
This is the Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
Well, a handful of familiar faces from right here at Global Calgary put on their running shoes and hit the pavement for today's half marathon.
Tough, but what an experience. Calgary Marathon puts on a heck of an event. Everyone cheering people on. The energy was amazing. It was hard. I can't believe we finished, but Joel and friends pushed me right to the end, so it was very, very good.
Way to go, buddy. That's Adam McVicker, joined by our Blake Law and Joelle Tomlinson, who we were told helped keep the pace. They were up bright and early to conquer the 21.5-kilometer race. And, yes, Joelle apparently helped keep everyone on pace as they enjoyed the sunshine and finished around the two-hour mark-ish. Playing in My Shoes is a hands-on event that brings people of all abilities together through disc golf.
Disc golf is a low-cost barrier to entry. So the way we look at it is it's for any age, any wage, or any stage of your life. So it's an opportunity to get out and play in a free course out around the city. Calgary's super fortunate that we have about 20 courses in town. And you can play at your own pace. So it's all skill levels. It's getting out with your friends and family or playing a little bit competitive as well.
The public was invited to participate in events across Canada this weekend, including Calgary's big Marlborough course, perfectly timed for the kickoff of Canadian Accessibility Week. A group of concerned citizens gathered for an open house in Calgary's Bowness community today to garner support for recalling of MLAs Rajan Sani and Dimitrios Nikolaides.
The reason why we chose these two ride-ins were for a couple of reasons. Number one, these are people that have supported everything that this government has done. And number two, this is about our kids. These are the education ministers. One of them was the advanced education minister, but we haven't forgotten that. But yeah, we're starting there.
Organized by Recall for Change and the Alberta Resistance, attendees discussed ways they could lend support for the recall process and how they could take advantage of recent changes made to recall legislation. A team of researchers at the University of Saskatchewan have discovered a new strategy for targeting breast cancer cells, one that could pave the way for more effective personalized treatments. Maria Robinson has more on their findings and why this could mean hope for patients who don't respond to current options.
Treating breast cancer often involves chemotherapy, radiation, or immunotherapy. But what happens when those treatments fail? A team from the University of Saskatchewan is working to fill that gap, developing a new approach to stop tumors from growing.
And so can we actually come up with like better options for them? And so, and not just depending on only immunotherapy. You need multiple options for treatment of these patients.
To provide another option, the team, led by researchers Andrew Freywald and Franco Vizia Kumar, and funded by a variety of organizations, took a different approach. Instead of looking at the differences between cancer cells, they focused on their similarities.
It was actually kind of giving us a unique strategy to eliminate selectively the cancer cells, but not affecting the normal cells. And that's really the beauty of this research.
Their research, published in the journal Cell Genomics, identified what was essential for tumor cells to grow, and then targeted that. While the findings are still new, early results show reduced tumor growth. And although it will take years and lots of funding before this breast cancer treatment option is available in clinics, it might eventually extend into treating other cancers.
Right now, we only find something like related to breast cancer, but we can apply this to different cancer type.
Vizia Kumar is hopeful this tailored approach to targeting tumors is something that can become more common going forward.
Like, for example, if you think about our glasses that we wear, these are very personal, right? Like, so these are, it's a very personalized treatment. And this is something that we've been doing. My glasses won't fit you and yours won't fit mine. And that's simply because it is tailored for me. And this is the kind of approach that we need to take it for cancer therapy.
Maria Robinson, Global News.
Just a spectacular day out there. Felt like summer.
Yes, this whole weekend we had above seasonal temperatures, yeah. Sunshine Saturday, even warmer today, and that will continue for the days ahead, all the way until the end of May. Really, we'll have above seasonal temperatures to enjoy. Calgary getting up to 25 today. Clare's home 26, along with Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. Brooks 26, Drumheller 27, above seasonal temperatures and sunshine through Red Deer and Edmonton today, Edmonton 27, and through northern Alberta, high of 28, in Fort McMurray 27, high level, Grand Prairie 26. Here's a look at that rain that will be starting early tomorrow, falling through the Rockies. This is a look at Monday, 7 a.m. That will be falling for much of the day, but by the afternoon, start to move through the province. So this is where we have that possibility for afternoon showers, a look at 4 p.m. as that rain moves through. That will continue on and off communities north of Calgary through the evening hours before clearing out early Tuesday. Fairly light amounts throughout the area. Morning low, 10 degrees. Nice mild start to Monday. Getting ready for work and school, 12 Medicine Hat, 10 in Lethbridge, 11 in Red Deer, 15 in Edmonton. And then take a look at that warm up once again. So on the west side of the province, we have cooler temperatures, more seasonal. With the arrival of that rain, Jasper 18, Grand Prairie 19, high level 21. But through eastern Alberta, Fort McMurray sunny and a high of 31 to start the week. Edmonton 27, Red Deer, Calgary 26. And then through southeast Alberta, Lethbridge and Medicine Hat close to 30 degrees as well. And that will continue throughout the week ahead. So Monday high of 26, possibility for afternoon showers. Tuesday 23, a mix of sun and cloud. Warmest day of the week Thursday. High of 28. The sun will be shining. And then as we work towards the end of May on Saturday, the beginning of June on Sunday, temperatures will drop off to just below seasonal levels.
Thanks, Courtney.
King Charles arrives in Canada tomorrow, his first visit since his coronation. Why some say the royal visit is highly symbolic following the 51st state rhetoric from President Trump.
You're watching Global News Hour at 6 and listening on QR Calgary.
I'm Norma Reed at North Glenmore Park, and this is our YYC. Stampede Cellar on Cork celebrates the best in Western hospitality, international wine, and local culinary innovation. Enjoy an extraordinary evening as you sip and swirl champion wines and savor the best bites of the night. Honor remarkable women shaping our province's future while supporting education and preservation at Heritage Park. Celebrate, connect, and be inspired at the Women Making History in Alberta Awards Luncheon. For more information on our featured events, go to globalnews.ca/Calgary.
Our YYC is brought to you by Len T. Wong and Associates.
When times are uncertain, guarantees are welcome. I'm Len T. Wong. Let us be your reliable and trusted team and get a guaranteed offer on your home. Contact us today.
Ah, summer in Canada. It's a rite of passage. Trips to the cottage, backyard barbecues, long nights, and heat waves. To look forward to all summer has to offer, Reliance Home Comfort has you covered. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 and pay zero upfront on standard installation of a new air conditioner. So to beat the heat, come home to cool comfort and save up to $1,000 with zero upfront on a new AC.
Call on Reliance.
Conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey Calgary, it's Boyd from Manor Hill Realty again. Spring is here. What better time to find your dream home? At Manor Hill Realty, we're excited to be partnered with award-winning Rowid Homes, bringing affordable, designer, new construction homes across the Calgary region. Whether you're looking for a condo, a townhome, or a single-family detached home, we've got them all, and we can't wait to show you. Get in touch with us at 403-585-8704 or contact us at ManorHillRealtyYYC.com.
How does your brand break through?
Oh, yeah.
Chorus Creative. Video, audio, digital, whatever your brand needs, we create it. Click to choruscreative.ca. Chorus Creative.
Living with diabetes? Think pharmacist. Your pharmacist can help make it easier and, if appropriate, offer services like on-site A1C average blood sugar testing, lifestyle support, and more. Book an appointment today at shoppersdrugmart.ca/diabetes.
Hey Calgary, for 51 years, Calgary Paving has been providing asphalt paving services to this great city. From parking lots to acreages to roadwork, we deliver smooth, durable asphalt and concrete services for residential and commercial projects of all sizes. Calgary Paving is one of the largest and longest serving paving companies in Alberta. And across southern Alberta, Calgary Paving delivers top quality service and unbeatable craftsmanship to every job. Big or small, get a free quote today. Visit calgarypaving.com.
Want to hear us on your Amazon Echo device? Simply say, Alexa, play QR Calgary.
QR Calgary is 770 CHQR AM, a Chorus Entertainment radio station.
The Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
You're watching Global News Hour at 6.
With Parliament opening this week, the first order of business will be for MPs to elect a speaker. At least six returning members are asking colleagues to support their bid for the chair. A final list of those running for the position will be released to the public tonight. On Monday, each candidate will get 5 minutes to address the House before a preferential secret ballot is held.
King Charles will arrive in Ottawa tomorrow for his first visit to this country as monarch. The king will deliver the throne speech, a task normally done by the Governor General. His mother, Queen Elizabeth, did it twice during her 70-year reign. The last time was in 1977. The royal visit is being seen as highly symbolic, underscoring Canada's sovereignty. Eric Sorensen has more.
When King Charles stopped at Canada House in London on Tuesday, he was shown a large floor map of the country, a prelude to a visit that will demonstrate Canada's historic ties to the British monarchy, and more importantly, will symbolize this country's distinct sovereignty in North America.
This is an historic honor which matches the weight of our times.
The King's presence will be a counterweight to Donald Trump's vision.
That is a clear... It clearly underscores the sovereignty of our country.
Charles is going to be here as the King of Canada. We're going to hear that language a lot. I think it's to help remind President Trump that the King is actually our King, and it is a strong symbol of our sovereignty.
See the conflict.
There are signs that President Trump may be backing off the idea of Canada becoming a U.S. state after it was dismissed cordially by the Prime Minister.
Having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign last several months, it's not for sale, won't be for sale ever.
Trump has not taken a serious run at it since, even when promoting a joint Golden Dome defense shield. Washington's new ambassador suggests talk of the 51st state is over. He recently told B7 leaders he likes Mark Carney's description of Canadians as owners of the country.
The owners, okay? Really, they are the owners of Canada. It's a great way to describe the people that we work for.
In Ottawa on Friday, a group of U.S. senators said they just want to restore good relations.
There's been a lot of heartbreak about the disruption in that.
The group, including a Republican senator, talked only of trade, not a takeover.
We have a 5,000-mile long border. That's a long border. But our friendship is a lot longer.
Still, when Charles visits Canada this week, the world, including Washington, will be watching. Every gun salute, every mounted policeman, every waving flag will have greater symbolic meaning than usual. And having the throne speech delivered by the King himself, who is Canada's head of state, will send a clear message to Washington. We're not like you, and we will keep it that way. Eric Sorensen, Global News, Toronto.
Canada Post and union negotiators met today for the first time this weekend. A mediator was on hand to work with the parties who have been deadlocked for months for a new collective bargaining agreement. Despite no deal Friday, after a 72-hour strike notice, workers did not walk off the job. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers instead issued a national overtime ban while it considered Canada Post's latest offer. While the company is warning customers could see mail delays due to the OT ban, the union disagrees.
We don't really see that it's going to have that much impact. The volumes are down quite a bit, so the fact that we're not working overtime, there may be small pockets here and there where some things get delayed, maybe a day just due to a lack of staffing. But, you know, it's our position that the corporation shouldn't rely on overtime to staff its operations.
A federal commission has called the Postal Service effectively bankrupt and recommended a number of structural changes. They include phasing out daily door-to-door delivery and making route changes on a daily basis. Authorities in Gaza say Israeli military strikes killed 38 people on Sunday as humanitarian organizations warn of extreme hunger and famine for Gazans.
It's been close to 600 days of a ruthless conflict where most of Gazans, 2.2 million people, 90% of them have been displaced, uprooted, many of them have been killed, children have been traumatized, and almost everyone is close to famine, according to the World Leader on Hunger, the IPC. So to quote the UN Secretary General, this seems to be the cruelest moment of this cruel conflict.
As of Sunday, only about 100 aid trucks have entered the Gaza Strip carrying limited supplies of medicine and flour, less than 1% of the region's essential needs. Iranian director Jafar Panahi won the Palme d'Or Award at Cannes Film Festival on Saturday for his film It Was Just an Accident. With this award... He now has the rare honor of winning the top prize at all three major European film festivals throughout his career. The 64-year-old dedicated his award to all Iranians. Mani has been imprisoned several times in Iran and was actually barred from filmmaking for 15 years by the government in Tehran. Saturday's closing ceremony went off without a hitch after the Cannes area was hit by a power outage for several hours. Coming up, how people are celebrating the life of George Floyd on the 50th year anniversary of his tragic death. That story and more when we return.
Hey, it's Ben Mulrooney. There's a thought out there that the best time to put out bad news publicly is while other major news is breaking. Oftentimes, these are smaller, yet still important stories that get missed. Well, that's not going to happen on our show, because I've got one that I want to share and give the attention to it that it deserves, especially because it affects so many Canadians. Plus, we'll set the table for King Charles' throne speech coming up, what to expect, and what does it signal about how Mark Carney will govern.
The Ben Mulrooney Show, noon to 2, weekday afternoons on QR Calgary.
I'm Chantal Kraviazic. My Métis grandmother was guarded about her family's heritage due to the history of scooping children with Indigenous backgrounds. Since the start of the full-scale war, over 19,000 Ukrainian children have been abducted by Russia in an effort to erase their cultural identity. A donation to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation will help rescue these children, because every child deserves a future. Donate to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation at cufoundation.ca.
Running a small business is tough. Now more than ever, every marketing dollar has to work harder. That's why Canadian businesses trust Constant Contact. With email, events, and social tools, you can reach more customers, drive sales, and see real results. On average, every dollar spent on email marketing returns $36. That's ROI you can count on. Even in challenging times, our all-in-one marketing platform helps businesses grow. See for yourself. Start for free today at constantcontact.ca.
At Mountain View Sun Decks, beautiful low-maintenance sun decks are just the beginning. They're also experts in stairs, railings, gates, patios, privacy walls, pergolas, and benches. From design to completion, you can trust this 20-year locally owned family business to build the ultimate outdoor space for you.
No deposit is required, and you don't pay until the job is done.
See their dream decks at mountainviewsundecks.com and call for a quote today.
Want to be heard without going live on the air? Call the QR Calgary Listener Feedback Line, 403-444-4330.
Distinctly Calgary, Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
Taking a look at your national forecast on this Sunday evening, above seasonal temperatures through much of Alberta, but not coming close to that warm spot as of this afternoon. Kamloops Airport in BC taking that title with a high of 31 today. Cape Stallworthy and Nunavut minus 10. So 41 degree difference across the country. Vancouver getting to 20 today. Edmonton 27. Calgary 25. In the 20s through the prairies, through Saskatchewan. Winnipeg 23. More seasonal temperatures through northern Ontario 19 and Thunder Bay 18. Toronto 19. Ottawa. And cooler on the East Coast, St. John's 7, Halifax 10. Pretty quiet on the futurecast. We'll have some rain starting through the Rockies early Monday. That will fall and then start spreading through the province in the afternoon and evening hours, more so through Edmonton and northern communities, but southern Alberta could see some of that rain as well. Quiet through Saskatchewan, Manitoba, northern Ontario, some light rain through Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto into Monday. Here's a look at our highs. Tomorrow, to start off the week, Vancouver, rainy and 18. Edmonton, 27 with afternoon showers. Calgary, 26. A mix of sun and cloud through much of the day. Saskatoon, 27. Regina, 24. Winnipeg, 27. Thunder Bay, 19. Toronto, mix of sun and cloud through southern Ontario, continuing into Montreal with a high of 22. Cloudy in St. John's, and 3 to start the week. Thanks, Courtney. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the White House today after delivering the commencement address to the cadets at the United States Military Academy in West Point. Christiane Benavidez has more on Trump and his one big, beautiful bill.
On this Memorial Day weekend, which doubles as a congressional recess, a number of Republican lawmakers are breaking rank with President Trump as they speak out against his budget bill. The bill was passed by the House by a razor-thin margin on Thursday. Now as it heads to the Senate, many Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are questioning the bill's contents.
I think the cuts currently in the bill are wimpy and anemic. The problem is the math doesn't add up. They're going to explode the debt.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the cuts don't go far enough and that the bill will add to the nation's deficit.
You're saying you have these independent analysts saying it's 3.3 to 4 trillion. I agree with that. We have to reduce the deficit. And so we need to focus on spending, spending, spending.
So what
you don't defeat the deep state by funding it.
Also critical of the bill, House Democrats, who argue the legislation will hurt a large swath of the American population because of its cuts to food stamps and changes to Medicare.
This is one big, ugly bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson defended the bill on Face the Nation.
What this bill is going to do is be jet fuel to the U.S. economy. It's going to foster a pro-growth economy.
The bill as it stands now includes funding for border security, deportations and defense, along with spending cuts to entitlement programs. $267 billion will be cut from SNAP, the program that supports food stamps. Proposed changes to Medicaid include new work requirements set to take effect by the end of next year. The bill extends the 2017 tax cuts while also fulfilling a Trump campaign promise of no taxes on overtime or tips. Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
Today marks 5 years since the tragic death of George Floyd. Events have been taking place all weekend in Minneapolis, Minnesota to mark the occasion. Yesterday, people came together for a Rise and Remember festival at the same spot where Floyd was killed. And as Sammy Salina reports, the messages being shared were filled with hope.
5 years after a dark day, there's also light.
I'm very hopeful. So this is very special for me that Minneapolis, Minnesota, where the murder took place of George Floyd, we will not forget.
At the Rise and Remember Festival, the community not only recalls the pain,
relentless strides, burying hope where fear resides.
April Graves, Brooklyn Center Mayor, says joy has sprouted too.
Because I really do think that love is much stronger than hate.
She says, though, lately it may feel easier to succumb to the latter, but they won't let that happen.
With some of the recent changes at the federal level and some of the rumors around potential pardons and issues around the consent decree, you know, it's like an intentional reharming of the community, but that doesn't mean that we're going to allow it to break us.
So their strategy today? Joy.
As a black man, I was sad. I was crushed. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to scream. I wanted to fight. I wanted to do a lot of things, but I'm going to show up here with joy.
Former NBA player Antonia Davis and Alberta Gillespie help lead organizations dedicated to players and their families.
I think it also comes from we are determined to move forward. We are determined to let not the pain that was here be the last word, but joy be the last word.
At times when things happen, we have to do this. You know, we got to do this. We can't run in opposite directions.
They say there's a long road ahead for healing, but they'll walk it together.
Stay light. Let your light shine.
A popular summer tradition in Toronto's Kensington Market is on pause. The first pedestrian Sunday of the season was canceled. The area's business association says ongoing safety and logistical issues forced the decision. But as Lexi Benedict tells us, many local businesses say they were blindsided.
What was meant to be the season's first pedestrian Sunday at Kensington Market has taken a disappointing detour.
I am so shocked to be hearing that it's like being shut down because it was definitely like the most attraction to the market, I would say. So I'm very disappointed.
The Kensington Market BIA announcing a pause to the event, canceling the season's launch on Sunday. For many, it's an event that signifies summer in the city, taking place on every last Sunday of the month. It transforms Kensington Market into a pedestrian-only space with food, pop-up vendors, and music.
It's really dope. You know, and it's really kind of is like a real cultural staple in Toronto. So everyone's kind of sad about that, and they want it to come back.
And along with the vibe, businesses rely heavily on the foot traffic that it comes with.
on pedestrian Sunday, it's just like a big surplus of that. So you do rely on that for the slower days. So when it's gone, you will feel that too.
And it's not just storefront businesses upset over the news.
I'm an artist from Ottawa, and I actually came to Toronto this weekend to vend at Pedestrian Weekend. And now it's been canceled. And it's really, really disappointing.
In a statement, the BIA cites growing concerns over the influx of outside and unpermitted vendors and instances of unregulated food sales and unauthorized substances being sold. It says the May Pedestrian Sunday has been the only one canceled, and plans for future events are being reassessed. The BIA will also be seeking support from the mayor's office and the community to get involved in planning a refreshed version of the event. City officials have not yet commented or provided any details on the event's pause.
But hopefully it does come back and there's like a happy medium. So whatever reasons it was causing a problem can get kind of neutralized with having the vibe, you know?
Lexi Benedict, Global News.
Wouldn't it be nice to go home and just relax? Welcome to Montara in Cochrane, just 45 minutes from downtown Calgary and a short drive from the mountains. Montara offers those with a love for the outdoors a rare, elevated living experience. Each of their spacious estate lots back onto private and tranquil green spaces, expertly blending a deep connection to nature with modern comfort. Take the next step toward your dream home today before they're sold out. Visit livemontara.ca.
The Cedar Shop, bringing nature to you.
Come see why the Cedar Shop was recognized as the best contractor supplier in Canada. They're proud to say that they even beat out the big box and national banners. Come in today and see for yourself why their products and services are the best of the best. Ask about the Cedar Shop's free in-town delivery. Shop in-store or online at cedarshop.com.
The Cedar Shop.
Nestled in the Currie community, the Davenport House is modern, luxury living surrounded by vibrant parks and scenic pathways. No more worrying about the details. Spend your time enjoying social connections with so many amenities like badminton and pickleball court with fitness classes to keep sharp and active. Upgrade to the finest retirement you dreamed of, the Davenport House, and opening soon, the Alexandria House at the campus of Currie Green. Book your tour at curriegreen.ca.
Come on in to Home Network.
Welcome home!
And find experts who feel like family.
This is spectacular.
I was not expecting this.
Ideas to inspire your everyday.
Brilliant. Beautiful.
And stories that will touch your heart.
Oh my God!
I love that big family hug.
There's no place like it. Welcome to Home Network. Stream on Stack TV.
Brought to you by Pet Value, where love makes every pet feel at home.
Heading to the airport soon? Take the pain out of airport parking with Park2Go, offering hassle-free valet parking. Park2Go is your first-class airport parking experience. You can also have your vehicle detailed and serviced while you're away. And for some reason your car won't start? They'll even give your vehicle a free boost to get you on your way. Visit park2go.ca and save 15% on parking by using promo code RADIO.
Want to be heard without going live on the air? Call the QR Calgary Listener Feedback Line, 403-444-4330.
This is the Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
Throughout the province, we will have rain on Monday throughout much of Alberta, Grand Prairie, a high of 19 with those wet conditions. However, Fort McMurray, 32 to start the week, 27 in Cold Lake, 27 in Edmonton with the arrival of afternoon showers, Red Deer, 27 to start the week, and plenty of sunshine through southern Alberta as well with the possibility of afternoon showers. Calgary, 27, Lethbridge, 28, Medicine Hat, the sun will be shining tomorrow, high of 28.
Sounds great. Thanks, Courtney. After weeks of competition, the Volleyball Canada Youth National Championships wrapping up at the Edmonton Expo Centre. More than 1,300 teams from across Canada taking part in a series of tournaments, all of them looking to claim the national title in their age group. So while it's an exciting and fun event, there are also some bittersweet moments. The 2025 Canadian Gymnastics Championships begin this week right here in Calgary at the Olympic Oval. The five-day event will feature Canada's best gymnasts with over 1,000 competitors vying for medals in both men's and women's competitions, and the top finishers heading to international events later this year.
This is going to decide, of course, our Canadian champions, but then also we'll select our national teams across all of our disciplines, and then we'll also play a role in international assignments. So some of these athletes will go on to compete at World Cups, World Championships later in the year, and then you'll most likely be seeing some up-and-coming stars that will probably take part in the 2028 Olympic Games.
The event runs from May 26th to the 30th. For more details and tickets, go to gymcan.org. Matinee affair as the Oilers return home for Game 3 against the Stars after a third period collapse in Game 1, Edmonton dominating Game 2 in Dallas, and they were hoping to keep that momentum going with the energy of the home crowd behind them today. Rogers Place buzzing this afternoon. It would be the end of the first, though, before we saw any scoring, and Evan Bouchard opening things up for the home team just seconds later. Connor McDavid adding another. 2-0 Edmonton after the first. And into the second period, again, it was another quiet one until the last few minutes. Dallas getting on the board with less than 5 minutes later, but then Edmonton would answer back. McDavid with his second of the game coming with just 20 seconds left in the period. 3-1 after two and to the third. And the Oilers weren't done yet. Zach Hyman getting things going less than 4 minutes in. And then he would go on to add another with less than 8 minutes left in the game to give Edmonton a commanding 5-1 lead. The Oilers taking advantage of a late period power play to add one more, make it 6-1 the final score. Edmonton now with a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 is on Tuesday.
This week on Model Makeover, we take the old Tiguan and upgrade it with more horsepower, more towing capacity, and accessorize the new model with cutting-edge tech and premium finishes.
Didn't expect a makeover show-style commercial for a car ad? Find more than what you're expecting at Fifth Avenue Volkswagen, where the redesigned 2025 Tiguans have arrived. Fifth Avenue Volkswagen, just off Barlow. Online at fifthavvw.com.
Simply stunning.
In hospitals and homes across Alberta, our nurses are the heartbeat of patient care. But with inadequate staffing, lives are at risk. Safe staffing isn't just about numbers. It's about ensuring the best possible care for our patients and creating supportive work environments. Demand respect, safe staffing, and proper resources for our nurses, because every nurse deserves the tools to save lives. Visit neednurses.ca to learn more. A message from United Nurses of Alberta.
Say hello to the sounds of summer and the taste of something delicious. Save-On Foods' new signature summer flavs. Fresh cheddar onion and ale or teriyaki pineapple burgers. Smoky Canadian maple rotisserie chicken marinated with maple syrup and spices. Our signature salsa, sweet and tangy. And don't forget our signature Saskatoon berry pie, baked fresh in store. Savor summer flavs. Get them before they're gone. Only at Save-On Foods.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
It's Dave.
And Evelyn.
From the camera store, there is a new Nikon full-frame camera in Calgary.
Our new Nikon Z5 II demo has arrived at the camera store for you to check out.
The Nikon Z5 II is a powerful and versatile camera featuring the latest autofocus technology, an incredible light-gathering full-frame sensor, and enhanced features for both photography and video.
Get the robust yet surprisingly affordable Nikon Z5 II in your hands at the camera store. Discover more info in-store or online at thecamerastore.com.
The Global News Hour at 6, QR Calgary.
It turns tragic when an 11-year-old boy is killed in a gang shootout. Dozens were there, but only one witness steps up. Karen Lieberman reports on whether that will be enough to bring justice for the young murder victim. Here's a preview from A Recipe for Disaster.
This was a day of celebration. But it turned into a day of tragedy.
How does a birthday party turn into a shootout?
People are running around and there's random gunshots going every direction. And then it turns out this 11-year-old boy shot and killed.
My phone rang. My sister was crying. Ephraim's been shot. A little boy is dead. He was shot in the neck. We've got to figure out why this happened.
Two rival gangs come into contact with each other. It doesn't matter whether it's a birthday party or whether it's a baptism. This is not going to end well.
It was a recipe for disaster.
Fabulous week ahead.
Yes. Following what was a beautiful weekend, that warmth will continue with above seasonal temperatures the entire week ahead until the beginning of June next Sunday, really. A high of 27 tomorrow, possible afternoon showers. Warmest day of the week, Thursday, 29 degrees.
We'll take that. Yes. Thanks so much, Courtney. Thank you for watching. We're back at 11. See you then.
This is Global News. I'm Thomas Dias. It's 25 degrees at 7 o'clock. A group of concerned citizens met today in a riding of Calgary Bow to gain support in recalling MLA Demetrios Nikolaides, along with Rajan Sani, who is the MLA for Calgary Northwest. Jenny Yeremy is the organizer of the Calgary Bow recall campaign.
The reason why we chose these two ride-ins were for a couple.
There are people that have supported everything that this government has done. And number two, this is about our kids. These are the education ministers. One of them was the advanced education minister, but we haven't forgotten that. But yeah, we're starting there.
She says the group needs over 14,000 people in both ridings to sign the petitions. On the federal side of things, the Liberal caucus has voted down rules that would have strengthened the say of backbenchers in who should lead their party. Kyle Duggan with more.
Many Liberal MPs still feel the shock and awe of former Prime Minister Justin Trudeau clinging to power for months, even as calls from within his party grew for him to step down before he finally did in January. But not enough of them felt this way to adopt new rules set out under the Reform Act that would prevent that from happening again by emboldening caucus members, allowing them to force a leadership review. Liberals were tight-lipped after their meeting. Caucus Chair James Maloney would only confirm that a majority voted against adopting the rules. Kyle Duggan, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
King Charles and Queen Camilla will soon be in Canada for